The band is off of the field. We're actually waiting for the Highland Huskies to come through the tunnel here at Highland. The winds are out of the northwest and very, very brisk breeze, and that probably will play into the passing attack on both sides of the ball. Rockets, however, like to grind it out on the ground. Trek Van Dorn has had a fantastic season thus far. Last week also we saw Louis Winkleman kick a 42-yard field goal, and he was kicking the ball into the end zone on touchbacks. So Louis had a fantastic job. And then the defense, Coach Hans, a lot of sacks on the defensive side of the ball. Hunter Johnson, Louis was in there, as well as Jace Riley.
Yeah, last week, Rockets looked pretty good. A lot of different parts of the game, both offensively and defensively. That offensive line is doing a great job of getting the push up front, controlling that line of scrimmage, and giving the opportunity to guys to get the edge. Defensively, stuffing things up the middle and getting containment, making them turn back inside. And like I said, on special teams, Louis Wiggum has been doing a great job.
All right. The Huskies are starting to gather in the end zone, ready to come through their tunnel. The Rocket faithful across the way has made their way to Washington County here as we are at the site of the Highland High School. What a beautiful field here. It's not field turf. It's actually grass, but it looks immaculate.
Yeah, this is one of the nicest grass fields you've seen, and especially in a small school football field. It looks like they went out there with the tweezers and got everything perfectly manicured. It looks like it's been overseeded, and it doesn't look like anything's been done on it except for, it almost looks like the AstroTurf.
Yes, it does. From high above, we're able to have a nice view of the playing surface as the Huskies come through their tunnel. They've got black pants on. They've got black jerseys as well as white numbers and the white word Highland across their chest. Their helmets are black, and there's an outline of an H on either side of their football helmet as the man in the white hat is going to talk to the captains here at senior night. It's the last home game for the Huskies. They'll be traveling down to Central Lee next week to finish up. That'll be a non-district game, whereas the Rockets will be home at Ike Ryan Field against the Columbus Wildcats in a District 6 affair. Man in white hat talking to his talking to the captains for the Huskies, and they're going to send out all of their seniors. They've got eight captains tonight. Rockets with four captains across the way. Worsta, Jace Riley, Cody Brown, and Blake Maroff round out the captains as they shake at the midfield stripe, and they will have the coin toss here. We'll find out who wins and who kicks and what direction they will go for the start of this football game tonight. Here comes the call by the man in the white hat. Highland deferred, and they will get the ball into the second half, and the Rockets are going to receive. Oops, Rockets are going to kick off, and Highland will get the ball.
Highland is one stop and elected to defer.
Rockets will be on defense as they move from our left to right here as the game is just about to get underway. Rockets in their road white uniforms with black numerals and black pants as Louis Winkleman will tee it up to start this contest. This kick is brought to you by the Country Store in Fremont. Mike and Brandy Rocky, a full line of hardware items right near you at the Country Store. Electrical, plumbing, nuts and bolts, the Country Store will take care of you. They also specialize in DeWalt, Milwaukee, and Irwin power tools. The Country Store carries big game feed products as well. Stop in and meet those new owners, Mike and Brandy Rocky, for all your hardware needs. Just south of the elevator in Fremont, as the Huskies are huddling up on this near sideline, and the Rockets are going to kick to it. They'll be kicking off into that brisk wind to start this ball game. It'll be interesting to see how far Louis Winkleman kicks it in this breeze. I would say that wind speeds are anywhere from 20 to 30 miles an hour here at Island. A beautiful facility, as I said, very, very nice. It's got a nice athletic complex, and the softball field is just to our left. And, of course, Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont Rocket softball team played the Huskies there at the state tournament there in the semifinal game up at Harlan Rogers Park. Rockets huddling up, and they'll break the huddle. Louis Winkleman, you talked about kicking well last week, Coach Sands. He did a fantastic job. Here he approaches the ball, kicks it high, and it's going to come down at about 6 yard line. He fumbles it out of bounds at about the 9 yard line. So the Huskies will have it deep in their end.
Another good kick by Louis, especially into that three tonight. That ball got a little bit up in the air. I guess if you look at the flag, it's kind of coming across a little bit and into the face, but that's still a good kick down to the 6 yard line.
All right, Rocket defense needs to pin them back here as we start up at the 10 yard line. Wood, underneath center, takes a snap, turns, tosses to Garcia, right side. He gets cut down after a little or no gain, and it'll be second down and about 10 coming up.
Very short game. Yeah, good job by the Rockets to contain that far side. The line did a good job of jacking that up, and then it looked like Jaron Glosser coming in to make that stop.
All right, second and 10 for the Huskies as they come up for their next play. Wood, underneath center, the sophomore quarterback. He's got a man in motion, gets the snap, gives it to the left side now, and there's penetration by the Rocket defense. It looks like Jace Riley came through and stopped him for a loss. It'll be a big third down coming up.
Yeah, that pushes them back inside the 5 yard line. Going to bring up third and about 13. Big play here for the Rockets. We can get some good pressure on here. We'll get the ball back in good field position.
All right, from the shotgun position, there's the snap. He looks to throw, looking, fires it deep downfield. Had a man open, but it's incomplete. Threw it out there for number 17, Lansick.
Yeah, looked like Cody Brown had pretty good coverage step for step. Leshick had about half a step behind him, but Wood just got a little bit too much in the air, and Leshick couldn't bring it in.
All right. Rockets should get the ball in decent field position as Maroff and Brown are back to receive this punt. Almost all the way back to the end zone. The end line is the punter for the Huskies. There's the snap, the catch, the step, and the kick. He gets off a nice line driver. That's going to come to Cody Brown. He takes it at the 48-yard line, up to the 40-yard line. And there he's hit, spins off of him. He's still on his feet. Down he goes just before he gets to the 35-yard line. Nice run by Cody Brown.
Cody did a nice job of there waiting for some blocking to set up for him. Looked like he was going to be stopped there initially, but the Huskies didn't wrap him up, and he was able to spin around and pick up a couple extra yards and give us good field position.
All right, so the Rockets in Husky territory to start this ball game. Jensen under center. Power eye formation. Gives to Van Dorn right side, and he is still on his feet, but down he goes. Gain of a couple on that play. Gets up to the 34-yard line.
Yeah, some of the Rockets have been doing quite a bit. Give it to Craig Van Dorn, just off tackle to the right side. Pretty good push and initial opening there, but Highland did a nice job of stopping him after a couple yards.
Cody Brown went out. And we'll see what happens here. Power eye formation with Jensen under center. There's the snap. The gift to number 22, Moff. He tries the left side. He's got the corner turned. He's got the first down and more. Good job by Blake Moff as he takes it over on the far side. And there is a first down, a Belgian Chiropractic and Wellness first down.
Yeah, good quick play that time. Gave it to Maroff around the left end. Good job of blocking to seal that corner, and Maroff was able to get the corner for a big run.
All right, power eye formation to the right. Jensen spins, gives it to Van Dorn. Right up the gut he goes. He's still on his feet. Close to the first down yardage again goes Van Dorn as he gets to about the 12-yard line. They're going to take a peek, and it is another first down. That's a Leffler dirt work bulldozer run of 10 yards or more, and a Veltheiser Chiropractic and Wellness first down.
Yeah, good hard run that time by, to the left side, good blocking up front. Craig got through and got initial contact there about linebacker depth, but kept those legs churning. Was able to carry those guys for another 5 yards to pick up the first down.
All right, formation to the right. Snap. Give to Moroff. He tries that left side, short side of the field. He dropped. He gets hit, stumbles, breaks through tacklers, getting closer to the 5 yard line, inside the 5 to about the 3. Blake Moroff with some great running there.
Yeah, it looked like 4 or 5 different Huskies had a hold of him. He broke numerous tackles there. Kept fighting all the way down. He's got about 1 yard to go to pick up a first down.
Second and 1 from the 3. Rockets in the power right formation. There's a snap. Give to Van Dorn. Straight up the gut. He goes bulldozing his way in, and he's in for a touchdown. A blush boutique touchdown by Trey Van Dorn at the 9:05 mark.
Huge opening drive for the Rockets after pinning the Huskies deep in their own territory after their first possession. Rockets were able to ride that Craig Van Dorn and Blake Moroff on 4 or 5 runs to go 36 yards.
All right. Rockets not quite ready for the PAT just yet. Louis Winkleman is coming on. They've got the tee set down. Jensen to be the holder. The left-footed kicker. There's the snap, the hold, the step and the kick, and it's no good. And the Rockets will lead 6-0 after the PAT is kind of partially blocked there by the Huskies. But a good opening drive indeed, as Coach Sand said, by the Rockets to basically make a short field as they started the drive at the 46-yard line. Blush Boutique in downtown Eddyville, where you can find your official Rocket gear. Angie Lopric has jewelry, clothes, shoes, and home decor. Personalize your shirt to support the Rockets with a number one fan or put your kid's jersey number on it. They're open Tuesday through Saturday. If the Rockets score 4 touchdowns in any varsity win, you'll get 25% off any one item in the store the following Tuesday only. Blush Boutique can be found on Facebook as well. All right, Rockets getting ready to tee it up from the 40-yard line. Louis Winkleman on a cold, crisp, windy night here in Iowa for Friday Night Lights here from Highland High School, just south of Riverside, Iowa. District 6 competition. Rockets lead 6-0 after that Van Dorn run. Louis Winkleman approaches, got the kick. End over end, up to about the 14-yard line it comes, and he is tackled before he gets to the 30-yard line. So Berryman on the stop, Worst as well, and Adam Proctor on the stop. As the Huskies will have their second possession in a little bit better position than they did that opening drive at the 26. All right, Wood, underneath center, takes the snap, pitches it to the right side, hit hard by the defense, but they're able to get up to about the 31-yard line. Gasparic was the ball carrier for that particular play. Second and 5 goes the Huskies.
Yeah, Gasparic did a nice job of keeping those legs driving through the hole that time. Took about 4 or 5 Rockets to bring him down, and a good gain on first down for the Huskies.
Huskies sent 2 guys to the right, 2 guys to the left. A man in motion comes across. There's a snap, a quick throw to the right side. It's caught. First down yardage is achieved at the 40-yard line for the Huskies. Jensen with the coverage there as they were able to hit Sandberg on a quick slant.
Yeah, not much there. He had a good step on Jensen. He just kind of put it in that beneath the, or behind the linebackers. A pretty easy throw for Wood.
From the shotgun position, Wood throws it very quickly. A nice catch out here again to Sandberg, or excuse me, Leshick. And he gets out of bounds. Gain of about 5 again.
Looks like they're going to tack on another 15 for Cody Brown, hitting him after he's already out of bounds.
Oh, mercy me. That rears its ugly head. Last week, the Rockets had a lot of penalties in the first half, 8. And then they had two or three more in the second half, but you don't want to give them free yardage here, and now they will be in Rocket territory at about the 39-yard line of the Rockets. They'll send a receiver to the right, a man to the left. Shotgun formation for Wood. There's the snap. Read option. There's a man being chased, and down he goes. Hit hard there by the Rockets as they sack the quarterback for a big loss, almost back to the 45-yard line. 8:02 on the clock. Here's the Rockets lead 6-0, and they had a jailhouse break there.
Yeah, I initially thought he gave it to Garcia, and I'm betting after getting thrown for a loss, he's probably wishing he would have.
All right, loss of about 5 on that, 2nd and 15 or so, as they send trips to the right side. Wood under pressure. He throws a screen over here on this near side. It's complete. Up to the 40-yard line it goes. Nice defense there by number 34. That's Van Dorn. Van Dorn and Glosser on that stop there.
Yeah, pretty nice screen play set up to this side, but like Cody Brown was stayed at home and was able to help break that up, and Highland was just able to get back the yardage that they lost on the previous play.
All right, 3rd down and 10. Receiver to the right, receiver to the left. Here comes a quick pass to the deep down the field, and it is caught, and a nice play by Leszek. And got them to the 22-yard line. First down for the Huskies. Excellent job on 3rd down conversion there, Coach Sands.
Cody Brown wasn't too far from him, but Leszek's got a pretty good height advantage against Brown in that one-on-one matchup. Wood threw it up high to the sideline, and Leszek just went up and got it and made a nice catch.
3 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. Shotgun formation for Wood. Takes a snap. Throws a quick pass. It's incomplete, and he's fortunate that Hunter Johnson didn't snuff that out for an INT. He was in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, Hunter Johnson did a nice job that time of staying home and, like you said, sniffing out that screen play. He was behind the 2 black jerseys. Wood just kind of dumped it over the top of everybody.
All right. Seems like throughout the district we've got excellent quarterback play. You got a sophomore here. He had a sophomore quarterback at Pella Christian. Finally, Cook is a senior at Iowa City. Here's a handoff to Garcia. He skips some dives past the 20, give him a spot to the 18-yard line. He's got some speed. They're going to have to make sure they contain him. 3rd down coming up for the Rockets.
Yeah, it's going to be crucial tonight for us to not only get containment on that running game, but for our defensive line to get some pressure on Wood to make him get rid of that ball a little bit quicker than he'd like to.
I said Rockets. It's a Huskies ball here. There's a snap by Wood. He's looking to throw it down the field, and it's incomplete. He threw it very high, and I don't know if he's misunderestimating the wind on that one, but it was extremely high, and it's incomplete there about the 10-yard line.
I couldn't tell. The ball looked a little funny in the air. I couldn't tell if it got tipped at the line or if it just came out of his hand. It wasn't a real tight spiral. It kind of looked like it wobbled and floated on him a little bit.
4th and 5 for the Huskies there. They go to I formation. Woods, under center. Turns, rolls to his right, fires it into the flat out here. It's caught. He's got the 1st down inside the 10, and the Huskies are able to keep the chains moving.
Yeah, we're not getting much pressure back there. Jake Wood had all time for that. Basically just a 5-yard flat route out there to the sideline, wide open, able to pick up a 1st down on that 4th down conversion.
All right, with the ball in the right hash, the Huskies come up to the line of scrimmage with 6:20 on the clock here in the 1st quarter. I formation. There's a snap. He drops back, fires it quickly from the left flat, and it's incomplete. The Rockets brought some pressure there. Hunter Johnson and Louis Winkleman put quick pressure on him, and he had to make up his mind a little faster than he would have liked.
You see, that time we did get some good pressure there. He had to turn back to his left side and get it out a little bit in front of the intended receiver.
2nd and goal. From the 7-yard line are the Huskies. Rockets lead 6-0, but the Huskies threatening here in the 1st quarter as well. They send a receiver to the left, 3 guys to the right, shotgun formation. Wood takes the snap, looks to his right, tosses it quickly. It's caught out there, and to Garcia, and I think he's not quite yet to the 5-yard line. It'll be third and goal coming up.
Brian Garcia, Jake Wood bringing up third and goal.
Looks like about the 6-yard line here coming up. A big play for both sides. The Huskies like to spread you out and make you defend all parts of the field.
Yeah, I'm not sure I like how we're defending out there on the split. We're 5 yards off the line of scrimmage, giving them plenty of room to run before they ever get.
Pass in the end zone is incomplete. Cody Brown on the defense there. A nice job by him as Wood rolled to his left, and that'll bring a fourth down.
Yeah, Wood was kind of off balance and kind of threw that as he was going to the back. It came up short. Cody Brown made a great effort and almost made an interception as he dove at the goal line.
All right. Wood came all the way over to the sideline for the play. Big play here. 5:38 on the clock. Underneath center he goes. High formation. Wood in trouble, and down he goes. A sack. Louis Winkleman continues his sack attack from last week to this week.
Yeah, just what you're looking for out of that defensive line. Louis comes right up the middle, puts the pressure on him. Wood didn't have any time, and he's laying down on the ground. He might have got the wind knocked out of him.
Well, we don't want to see that on a Friday night. Sacked all the way back to the 15. Over on downs, the Rockets will take over at the 15-yard line of their own. We've got a officials timeout. The Loeffler Dirtworks, Chad Loeffler, for all types of dirt work needs. Loeffler Dirtworks is able to get the job done right with precise guided GPS systems on all of Chad's equipment. Remember, farmers, fall is here, and you need to think about what you're going to do after the harvest. Get your reservations in now for terrace construction, field tiling, or pond building. For all your dirt work needs, call Chad at 641-226-2231, and he is still down and being attended to by the Husky staff, and that's not a pleasant situation. Too many kids have had injuries this year on both sides of the ball. They're helping him up, and he is on his feet under his own power, but he's walking very, 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 very slowly over here to the sideline.
Yeah, you hate to speculate on what might have happened out there. You hope it was just the wind knocked out of him, but he's holding his right arm a little bit funny. I don't know if it's just because that's how they're helping him off or what might have happened out there, but hopefully everything's okay for Wood.
All right. Rockets will have it first and 10 from their own 15-yard line as the defense was able to come up big and stop the Huskies as they got inside the 10 to about the 6-yard line on fourth and goal. They brought the kitchen sink on a blitz, and they were able to sack the quarterback, and he indeed is holding that right wing, and that is, of course, his throwing arm. Rockets hand it to Van Dorn, got some room on the left side, gets it up past the 15 to about the 21-yard line. Good strong run by Van Dorn on first down.
Yeah, the Rockets continue that strong running game. Good blocking over there on the left side this time. Van Dorn off tackle. Good hard run, kept those legs driving, picked up about 6 yards. A good gain on first down.
All right. Power eye formation to the right. Hand off to Van Dorn. He's in trouble at the line of scrimmage, and down he goes. At the point of attack, the Huskies were able to break that line of scrimmage down to make a stop after a short gain.
Yeah, what looked like was going to be no gain at all initially. Good penetration by the Huskies that time. We were able to get contact with the line of scrimmage, but Van Dorn was able to keep his legs turning and pick up a couple yards to bring up a short third down and about 2.
All right, third and 2 from the 23-yard line. Power eye formation. Huskies coming up the line of scrimmage. Looks like Cody Brown takes it off the left side and gets that first down yardage. The Rockets with their third first down of the night, unofficially, and that'll move the chains. That's another Veldhuizen Chiropractic and Wellness first down.
Yeah, it's not the kind of play you normally see designed for Cody Brown, a quick hitter right between the center and the guard, and he was able to pick up 3 yards on first down before anybody knew he even had the ball.
Brown comes out. I think Blake Moroff came in. And he will be in the power eye formation for this play. Jensen takes the snap, pitches it to Moroff. Got a pass out here to the flat, and it's incomplete. It was intended for Van Dorn, and tried to catch the Husky defense off guard. I think that wind might have come into play on that particular round of events.
You know, it looked like Kasparek had a little pressure back there for the Huskies. Maroff, I think, tried to get rid of it just a little quicker than he wanted to and didn't have a chance to get set. Was kind of off balance when he made that throw.
Second and 10. Rockets send a guy over on far left side. Maroff takes the snap, rolls to his left, gets hit hard and spun down before he gets to the 30-yard line. So it'll be third and long here for the Rockets as we're in the first quarter. 3:45 left. Rockets lead 6-0. They tried that play earlier, Coach Sands, and had better results.
Yeah, Maroff is one of the big explosive guys on our offense, and getting the ball in his hands anyway, I'm not sure that that's the best position for him. I'd like to see him try to get something like a screen pass or a pitch out around the end to get him some open space.
Yep, there's a penalty flag as Maroff was taking his time getting into position, and when the ball was snapped, he was moving up to the line of scrimmage. So Jensen needed to scan the survey the setup a little bit. That was a situation there where they hadn't shown before. Maroff split to the right side. Cody Brown split to the left side, and Jensen threw that pass. But a 5-yard penalty will move the ball back 5 yards, and that'll make it a little harder here on third down and about 13.
Yeah, it looked like they were trying to get the ball to Maroff out in a little space out there, just a quick pass from that slot position. But like you said, he took too much time getting out there, and Jensen snapped it before he was set.
Same setup as well. Two guys to the left, Maroff to the right. Jensen, there's some movement again. We'll see if they call the play dead. Yes, indeed. Glosser jumped the gun a little bit on the play, and that'll be a legal motion. All of a sudden, you got two flags back to back. You go from third and about five or six to now you're third and not quite a country mile at 17, but 20.
Next week, I'm going to try to remember to bring my tape recorder and just pre-record that stuff about the discipline and not getting any penalties and turnovers, and that way I don't have to waste my voice on a lot of that stuff like this. I can just play it again, Sam.
All right. Two guys over here on the right side. Maroff takes the snap, goes on the left side, and he gets run out of bounds across the way, gets up to the original line of scrimmage where it's going to be fourth down for the Rockets.
Yeah, a pretty good player. Looked like, I don't know if that was the design for him to just fake and pull it down and run, or if he just decided that he didn't think anybody was open and pull it down and run himself. Pretty good game, but after those two 10-yard penalties, it's not going to help us much. That would have been real close to first down if we would have had that from our third and 7 instead of third and 17.
All right. Rockets in punt formation. They've got two guys back there in punt formation. There's the snap, and they give it to Jensen. He does a rugby-style kick, and it's out of the bounds over here on the near sideline around the 40. I had not seen that setup before.
No, I'm not sure what they were doing with. I couldn't tell who was back there next to him.
There must have been a penalty. Yep, there's a penalty flag back here. They're going to talk to the man in the white hat on this one. The ball came down to about the 40-yard line of Highland, and they're going to say a procedure against the Rockets. So there's another 5 yards they're going to tack on. I'm almost kind of happy because I get to see that setup again, maybe. Try to figure it out this time. Rockets lead 6-0 as they scored on their opening possession here of the ball game. The PAT by Winkleman was no good. The Huskies on their second possession took the ball from their own 26-yard line and made it all the way to the 6 before fourth down and fourth and goal. Got snuffed out by the Rocket defense. Nice sack by the quarterback. Gave the Rockets back the ball. Now they've had the penalty bug here rear its ugly head. Once again, Winkleman and Jensen back there. There's the snap and the kick, and it gets off a not a fantastic kick, but it gets down to the 50-yard line, a Rocket bounce, and the Huskies will have it right at the midfield strike.
Yeah, I haven't seen what advantage Jensen's been getting out of that soccer-style kick. Seems like any time he takes those extra steps, he gets close to getting them blocked. And when he does take the shorter, quicker, conventional punting style, he seems to get a better kickoff.
Okay, Highland Huskies, ooh, they moved it all the way up to the 46-yard line. So that's the 46 of Eddyville. I formation for the Huskies. Turns, pitches. Garcia tries his way over here on the left side, gets out of a tackle, spins his way out of another tackle, and finally down he goes. He's a workhorse indeed, as he got out of the grasp of a couple of guys, and they got something out of him.
I tell you what, that was the most work I've seen for a two-yard run all season long. He did a great job of breaking tackles over here, but white jerseys just kept swarming. We didn't do a very good job of tackling initially. We should have had him for a couple-yard loss, but he was able to get a two-yard gain out of that.
All right. Quarterback is Rath in there now for the Huskies. He takes the snap, looks to throw, fires it quickly, and it's incomplete. Intended target was 22, Auglin. And let's see. Rath is a sophomore as well. He's a busy boy. They got him listed as wide receiver, a quarterback, and a defensive back. He's getting his trial by fire here as Wood. I don't see him on the sideline. They might have taken him in. All right, Raff sends the guy to the right. Three guys over here on the left side. Shotgun formation. There's the snap. He's looking to throw. Wings it out there to the right side. It might be a live ball. It looked like it was picked up by the Rockets. He's at the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5, a touchdown. And they're going to rule that that was a lateral, a backwards lateral. And let's see if that will stand.
Yeah, I'm not sure. From here, it was pretty close. Couldn't tell if it was straight across or maybe a little back, but there weren't too many officials that could see whether it was forward or back, and they obviously don't have the replay in high school. Looks like they're going to count it.
At the 111 mark, the Rockets are on the board again on a 44-yard fumble recovery, I guess is what it's going to be called. I gave that to Glosser. Is that who took it in?
I did not see.
All right, two-point conversion for the Rockets. There's some movement in the line, and they'll blow the play dead. Yeah, I thought it was 23.
Well, I sure hope we get these penalties figured out pretty soon. This is going to be a tough game to win if we keep shooting ourselves in the foot with penalties.
Somebody on the interior line moved that time, and Rockets are going to take a timeout. That's their first one. You know, today I talked to Coach Bear, and I asked him what he thought the turnaround was last week, and I thought it was going to be the time when the Rockets stopped I-35 on fourth down deep in I-35 territory. He said no, that the turnabout was when he called timeout when we had the ball the first time when we were on offense. He was able to tell them that we needed to settle down, take care of business, and get the job done. Let's see what happens here. Calling a timeout on a point after touchdown attempt. They'll be going to two. As we got another blush boutique touchdown for Angie Lobrick here at Highland High School. Power eye formation. There's the snap. And they give it to the first guy through, and he is in. A two-point conversion is good. Glosser with the two-point. Good job by Glosser. Takes it in, and that'll make the score 14-0 for the Rockets.
I kept looking for the officials to raise their hands, but I forgot that he had to run 7 yards instead of just two that time. He went through several guys and broke two or three tackles on his way in there.
That touchdown is brought to you by Veldheisen Chiropractic and Wellness. Your chiropractic needs can be met in downtown Eddyville at Veldheisen Chiropractic and Wellness. Let Dr. Dustin Veldheisen provide you with the comfort you are looking for through his skilled care and wellness program. Veldheisen Chiropractic works with all types of insurance plans to make it easier for you. Stop in today. Get to know the team at Veldheisen Chiropractic and Wellness. Yeah, you're exactly right. He was running, and 7 yards to go as opposed to the traditional two, but gets the job done. Rockets move 14-0 here in the first quarter with 1:11 on the clock as the Huskies had an unfortunate turn of events as the quarterback was sacked on fourth down. Fourth and goal and he has been removed from the ball game. Their second string guy is in now. The Rockets were able to utilize that lateral and take it in for a touchdown. And let's see if they can pin them deep here on this kick by Winkleman. The Country Store sponsors all kickoffs. Mike and Brandy Rocking with the full line of equipment at their hardware store. Louis Winkleman teeing it up. Kicks it high, end over end. The guy's coming up at about the 20-yard line, makes the catch, comes right up the gut. And he is down past the 25 to about the 28-yard line.
And it looks like some of our defense were still making those tackles a little bit higher. There were a couple guys hitting him up around the shoulders, had a hard time bringing him down. We're going to have to start doing a better job of tackling low and wrapping up the arms.
Garcia's got speed to burn. We're going to have to keep him contained if he's the one that the offense runs through. Underneath center is Rath, turns, pitches, a double reverse, and he's got some running room, but he finally collapses with the defense, and down he goes, a loss of about two on the play, maybe one, and the Rocket defense on the left side of the line was able to do a great job snuffing that out.
That was Leshick on the reverse that time. Looked like he was going to be able to pick up some yardage around the far side. But we did a good job of staying home, fought off that block, and pushed him back inside. We were able to get there, stop him for a loss.
By formation, Rath under center, takes the snap. It's got a running play over here on the near side to 22. That was Alguin, and he gets tripped up. No gain. Third down and about 12 as 16 seconds are on the clock here, and the Rocket defense is firing off the ball.
Yeah, it looks like that's going to be the last play of the first quarter.
All right, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There we go. That's the end of the first quarter. Rockets lead it 14 to nothing. First Iowa State Bank, your hometown bank in Eddyville and Albia. They're proud to support Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, Rocket Athletics, and Rose Sports Bar and Restaurant. Whether it's before, during, or after the game, head on out to the newly renovated Rose Sports Bar and Restaurant just north of the fire station in Ottumwa. Check out all your favorite games on one of their many TVs or their 90-inch big screen. Head on out to Rose Sports Bar and Restaurant in Ottumwa, 641-684-4178. And don't forget to like them on Facebook for all their nightly events and specials. And the better half and I were able to go down to Rose Sports Bar last week and enjoy a nice meal and excellent atmosphere. Of course, like I said, it's newly renovated. It's a sports bar from top to bottom and just a huge crowd on hand. Had a heck of a time finding a place to park. But I thoroughly enjoyed my time there.
I know they used to have good food before they renovated. I haven't had a chance to get back there since then, but I imagine it's still just as good.
All right. As the quarter turns to number two, the Huskies have it. There's the snap. He looks to throw. Fires it over the middle. Had a man open, but threw it behind him. It would have been a nice catch and a completion, but he threw it incomplete, and now bring up fourth down.
Yeah, it looked like there was some pressure up there. Sandberg was open behind the linebackers and in front of the safeties. It's just a couple steps behind him, and he couldn't make the adjustment to get back to it.
This will be the first time the Huskies have kicked into the wind. Let's see how that goes as Maroff and Cody Brown are back deep. There's the snap, the catch, the kick. It's a high wobbly. Maroff takes a fair catch at the 44-yard line. Good job by Blake. Understand that he needed to call that a fair catch.
Yeah, I like the fact that they actually came up and caught the ball that time instead of just letting it bounce and roll.
All right. 14 to nothing. Rockets with the lead. This will be the Rockets' first possession in the second quarter. Seneff under center comes up. Rockets in the power eye. There's the snap. The gift to Van Dorn. He gets some nice running on first down. He gets all the way to the 50-yard line, even the 49-yard line. Craig Van Dorn running hard. on first down.
Yep, a good push up front. Van Dorn was able to get through, got into that linebacking core, and just kept those legs driving again. Got an extra couple yards after contact, just moving the pile.
Like I said earlier, beautiful facility. They got a huge H in the middle of the field. It's right in the center of that. Rockets come out of the line of scrimmage. Turn, give to Van Dorn left side. And he got some good running room. There's a first down as he gets all the way to the 40-yard line. Trey Van Dorn carrying the tacklers with him.
Yeah, this is kind of a continuance of last week what we saw that running game. Good job by the offensive line getting that initial push. Craig just keeping those legs driving, and again, another 3 or 4 yards after his initial contact.
Jaron Glosser was down on the ground for a little while. I was hoping he wasn't hurt. He just signed a letter of intent to attend the University of Iowa on a wrestling scholarship. You don't want to get him dinged up on a Friday night light. All right, Rockets at the Highland 40-yard line, first and 10, power eye formation. There's some movement as... big number 72, Cam Hardy, blew off of the line there a little bit too quick. And that's going to ring up another penalty for the Rockets. That's their sixth thus far here in the first half.
Play it again, Sam. Oh, wait a minute.
Moves fall back to the 45-yard line. They're going to have to make up that ground up here on first down. All right. Power eye right. Excuse me, power eye left. Here comes the Rockets. The turn to give to Cody Brown. Right side. Nice hole. He's up past the 40 to about the 36-yard line. Cody Brown with a burst of speed.
Yeah, we caught the Huskies in a shift that time. They were switching sides in that defensive line as we snapped the ball. Cody was able to find a good hole in that right side, pick up some good gain. Not only picked up that yardage from the penalty, but an extra 3 yards. Going to give a second and about seven.
All right. During that end of the play, Jensen was able to run all the way over to the far sideline for this play. Under center he goes. There's a snap. The give to Van Dorn on the right side, and he gets hit hard by the 35-yard line. And their going got tough real quick there. It looked like he had a bigger opening, but he just didn't quite hit it as hard as quick as you'd like to see him. And the Husky defense was able to come in on him.
Yeah, not quite as good at running that time. Like you said, the Huskies did a great job of filling up that hole. Good pursuit on that side to keep Van Dorn to a short game.
All right, power eye to the right, left. Jensen takes a snap, twirls, gives it to Maroff. He tries to get to the outside here, waiting for his blockers, finds a hole, first up to the 25, to the 20, and down to the 16-yard line goes Blake Maroff with another Feldhausen Chiropractic and Wellness first down.
Yeah, nice tightrope job as he came along the sideline. Looked pretty close a couple times, maybe stepping out of bounds, but was able to keep his balance and a good run and gain that time.
That was a big third down conversion as well. So a Veldhausen Chiropractic and Wellness first down. It was even a Loeffler Dirt Work bulldozer run of 10 yards or more. Rockets from the I formation. Give to Van Dorn. He tries the right side this time, and they can't take him down. They move the pile, a little rugby scrum there, gets it to the 15-yard line.
Yeah, it looked like initially the offensive line had their men one-on-one, but didn't have anybody there to take on the linebacker, and he did a nice job of coming up and filling that hole. He was able to keep Van Dorn to only a couple-yard gain.
8:30 on the clock there, Sam. So I stepped on your toes. Sorry about that.
I didn't wear my steel toes tonight, so be careful.
Second down coming up from the Husky 15-yard line. There's the snap to give to Maroff. He tries to make a man miss. He does. He's at the 10, the 5, and a touchdown. And Blake Maroff takes it in from 15 yards.
Good job that time. He just had to make one man miss once he got to the edge. Once he got past that defender, he was able to outrun the rest of the Husky defense for about another 10 yards, get all the way to the end zone.
Maroff indeed with a nice run off that left side, and the Rockets are showing a few different plays that they've had. They look like they had offset to the right, and he brought him back to the left side here. Going for two, there's a snap to give to Van Dorn. Tries to thread his way through. He reaches over, and he's got the two-point conversion. Rockets lead 22-0 here at the 8-11 mark.
I had a hard time telling if that was the power eye or the old wishbone.
D&D Outdoors, Dan Terrell and Darren Ray buy, sell, trade firearms and ammunition. With all the purchase of a gun, you can purchase a brick of hard-to-find 22 caliber ammunition. Deer season is close by, and you can get your deer hunting license right there at D&D Outdoor. Also, with hunting season coming up, get your reservation in now for your tax attorney to get done at D&D. For all types of wildlife, see D&D Outdoors in downtown Eddyville. And the Rockets have gotten three-quarters of their touchdowns for the Blush Boutique Special right here in the first half, as they've been able to score via the run and then the fumble recovery, 44 yards, and that has increased their lead 22-0 here, as Louis Winkleman has come out with his golden toe to tee it up from the 40-yard line. Let's see what happens here with the wind that is mostly at his back. Still blowing hard out of the northwest here at Highland High School. Rockets spread themselves out across the way for this kickoff. Country store kickoff. And Louis approaches end over end. And that is going to drive Garcia back into the end zone for a touchback. And I guess that answers that right away.
I'm just saying, he got that up in that crosswind when he was kicking down to the six on that first one into the wind. He had a pretty good idea he might have a chance to get into the end zone, and he did.
Highland will come out to the 20-yard line. The Huskies will have it on this possession. Technically, their first full possession of the second quarter. Last time they had the ball for one play and didn't convert on a third down. So here they go. A pitch, toss, sweep to the right side. Garcia has hit hard, and he is able to withstand some of the onslaught, but then he goes down at about the 21-yard line.
Second down and nine.
I tell you what, that kid is quick. I'd hate to see what it would look like if he's out in the open field. But don't forget, animal science class, we're going to give you a special word of the day. Make sure you write it down and give it to me Monday in class. As the Highland Huskies takes the snap, he rolls, throws a screen right over the middle. It's set up very nicely, and he gets stopped right about the 30-yard line. He's going to be close to that first down. Excellent execution by the Huskies on that screen.
Looks like they're going to give it to him.
Yep, right at the 30-yard line. Good job. Kasperic was the one that received that, and he was able to thread his way through the Rocket defense. They had him stopped, but he's able to get loose there. Shotgun formation. Rath throws a quick pass. It's caught over the middle. Nice job there by Sandberg. They go back-to-back. Back-to-back first downs for the Huskies here. Unofficially, that's five for the first half.
Yeah, Rath's doing a nice job so far this drive. Those are probably the best two passes I've seen him throw this game.
Okay, three receivers to the right, one to the left. He's looking to his right side. He's got a man open. Maroff makes a catch. Interception by Blake Maroff, a one-handed interception at the 34-yard line. That's a D&D outdoor turnover for the Rockets.
I tell you what, that was a heck of a catch. I wasn't sure he was going to get down inbounds, but he apparently was able to tiptoe that sideline and make a heck of an interception and a huge play to stop that drive.
Blake Maroff, if I'm not mistaken, that's his third one of the season. Good job by Blake, as that turnover, the D&D turnover, gives the ball back to the Rockets at about the 34-yard line. Power eye. And there was movement in the backfield.
I don't even know what to say.
Well, I'll say it's going to cost us 5 yards.
Okay. That sounds good. Hopefully penalty is not your secret word for your
no
agronomy class.
No. I've got 6:54 to come up with my special word. All right. Here comes the Rockets. Power eye formation. Give to Van Dorn right side, and he gets snuffed big time by the Husky defense. They were ready for that one, and they throw him for a loss on that play.
Yeah, the Husky defense looked like they were ready to step up after that turnover, not wanting to let Eddie Lowe get any more momentum. That time after the penalty, they did a nice job of getting in there and stopping Van Dorn, going to bring up second and about 19.
Keeps the clock running at 6:25 here in the first half. Let's see, Maroff in the shotgun, takes it, rolls to his right, looking, tucks it under, rolls and runs. He's up to the original line of scrimmage and out of bounds across the way. Nice job of getting back to the original line, but it's going to be tough going here on third down and 10.
Yeah, Maroff's done a pretty good job of running the ball out of that wildcat position, but unfortunately, several times it's been after we've had big penalties and had long yardage to go, going to bring up a long third down.
All right. Rockets send Cody Brown to the left. Jensen in the slot on the left. There's a snap. He rolls to his left. Maroff is looking. He fires it deep. Jensen, and he cannot make the play right at the 50-yard line. He'll drop incomplete. He would have had the first down, but that'll bring up fourth.
Yeah, it looked like he had maybe Jan Glosser or Cody Brown open short, like around the 40-yard line, but waited until Jevin was able to break free down this far sideline. Luckily, he threw it only where Jevin had a chance at it because there were two Husky defenders pretty much all over him.
All right. And the Rockets will send Cody Brown over here on the left side. Looked like Worst on the right side. Two men are back deep on the punt, Jensen and Louie. Jensen takes it. It's blocked. The ball is blocked. And it is picked up by the Huskies at the 20-yard line. And there you go, Coach Sands. A block punt is not going to set well with Coach Russ Baer.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it makes sense to me to have Louie back there standing side by side with him. Once Jevin got that punt, they're basically running side by side. There's no way Louie's going to be able to get around him to pick up that rusher on that far side. And again, we talked about out of that soccer style getting punts blocked several times.
All right. Highland Huskies cooking with gas here at their Rocket 20-yard line. There's the snap. A quick throw on the left side. And it's picked off. Picked off the Rockets. He's at the 50, the 40, the 30, the 25. He's on the loose at the 10, the 5, and a touchdown. It's number 45. That's Glosser. Or 40, 34, that's Glosser with the touchdown there.
34 is Van Dorn.
Van Dorn, I'm sorry, I've got it. Trey Van Dorn is able to get the touchdown on the INT, an 80-yard touchdown on the interception. Oh, my goodness gracious. He was in the right place at the right time with an 80-yard return. Rockets on the PAT. Looks like Louis Winkleman is going to put on that shoe. And at the 5:48 mark, Rockets score the fourth touchdown of the game. Angie Lobrick will be happy with that. That's a Blush Boutique touchdown for the Rockets. Louis Winkleman, the kick, pulled by Jensen. There's a snap, the step, the kick, and it looks
just outside this way.
It's no good. He yanked it to the left side there, so Louis is no good on the PAT, and the score is 28 to nothing.
Highland 0 with 5:48 left in the second period.
So as much as we blew up Louis last week, he struggled a little bit tonight on this Friday night lights from Highland.
We'll blame it on the wind.
All right. Windstream, KIIC, recently switched to Windstream for Business, a new bundle package that includes free guest internet, lower prices than those commonly advertised for Windstream. Do what KIIC did. Call Danielle, your Windstream for Business account rep, directly for the best value, lowest prices, and free guest wireless for a year. Get the same deal KIIC got. Call Danielle at 641-888-0134. That's 641-888-0134 to get that specialized small business pricing and treatment. Danielle will come to your business and explain all the options. Windstream is available in most areas, but not all. Call Danielle today, 641-888-0134. So after that block punt, the Rockets were able to get a D&D outdoor turnover and turn it into a quick six on the speed of, who was it again, Van Dorn? Yes. All right, 28 to nothing here. at the 5:48 mark in the second quarter.
I think I may have inadvertently given the announcer jinx to Rath after saying what a good job he had done on that drive. Now he's thrown two picks in a row.
Indeed he has. Here comes Louis Winkleman with the country store kick. End over end, high kick. It's going to drive back Garcia to the goal line. They'll let him run it out. Right side he comes. There's some penalty flags a flying as he gets past the 20 to about the 24-yard line. But let's figure out these penalty flags.
Like a block in the back.
All right, the man in the white hat indeed indicated against the Huskies. That's just their first penalty of the first half, though. And now moving back 10 yards. Now half the distance, I'm sorry, 16-yard line is basically where they'll start. Well, it's at the 11, I'm sorry. Let's see, 11-yard line of Highland. All right. They're going to try a running play over here on the left side. Garcia gets tripped up right at the point of attack. Worsta was able to maintain his position, get off his block, and make the tackle.
Yeah, good job that time by the defense. Minimal yardage gain on the first down for the Huskies.
All right. Three receivers to the right side, one to the left. Rath, shotgun. He takes the snap. Looks to his left, fires it quickly. Ooh, incomplete. Just about caught there by Leshick, and he couldn't quite hang on to it. What a nice route he was running, and that ball had some zip on it there, Coach Sands.
That was a good throw by Rath, hit him right in stride, just a little bit out in front and up above his head, but he had it in his hands and just looked like he dropped it when he was trying to pull it in.
One receiver to the left, one to the right, shotgun formation for Rath. Takes a snap, drops back, fires it deep downfield, got a man open, and he makes the catch. That's Sandberg, and they'll have the first down yardage all the way up to the 40-yard line.
Sandberg was covered pretty well by Moss that time, but Rath's pass kind of wobbled a little bit on him and came short. Sandberg did a nice job of adjusting and coming back for that, and Blake wasn't able to get back to it. A big play for the Huskies.
4:58 on the clock as it runs. After the chains have been set at the 40-yard line of Highland comes the Huskies. They sent three receivers to the left, one to the right. Shotgun formation for Rath. He'll take the snap, drops back, throws to his right side. He's got a man open, and he makes the catch at the Rocket 45-yard line. That was number 17, Leshick. And another first down back-to-back.
Another good passing route, but we got a penalty flag back here in the backfield.
Oh. Personal foul against the Rockets, roughing the passer, and that'll tack on 15 more yards, and you know good and well, Coach Bear is going to be pulling his hair out on that one. So that'll make it all the way to the 20, make it the 30-yard line. Oh, mercy.
Yeah, defense needs to step up here. Don't want to give Highland any momentum going into halftime with only 4.5 minutes left on the clock.
Yeah, plenty of time indeed. Three receivers to the left, and there's a penalty flag, and they're going to let the play go. Rath is under pressure, and down he goes, and he got hit and sacked. And let's sort it out here.
Not sure they have enough men on the line of scrimmage.
All right. Here comes the call. Yep. Procedure. Is against the Highland Huskies, and they'll move that ball back 5 yards, and then that's only their second penalty on the night. The man in the white hat called that play, and timeout Rockets. Interesting. Their second one of the ball game, as Coach Bear wants to make sure they understand how important this possession is. Fremont Funeral Chapel. When a loved one passes, you can count on the Fremont Funeral Home to provide you with honest, dependable, and professional assistance through a difficult time. Fremont Funeral Chapel will be able to take care of your stressful situation, bring a calming effect. Call the Fremont Funeral Chapel the next time you are in need. 641-933-4315. And Pat Powers, along with Jeff Sands, on a Friday night at Highland High School here just south of Riverside, Iowa. And I'm glad we're inside this evening. The winds have been pretty brisk all day long, and they have not stopped. as man in white hat is getting ready to set this play. Second down and about 15 to go for the Huskies. They send one man to the left, one man to the right. Shotgun formation. There's the snap. Low snap. He gets it, though. Raff fires it quickly. It's caught and tackled by Maroff at the ankles and then cleaned up by Glosser as Sandberg was able to catch gain a little bit on that play. Big third down and about eight coming up for the Huskies, though. What are you saying, Coach Sands?
No, it's a big play here, third and eight. You know, this is four down territory inside the 30-yard line. We need to do a good job of making a stop right here.
All right, two receivers to the left, one to the right. There's a snap. Raff looking to throw. Fires it quickly, and it's incomplete. Split in between these two guys over here on the near side. They were very, very close to each other, but he threw the ball right in between them. It'll be fourth down.
Yeah, it looked like Raff was kind of locked on.
Third down coming up. I'm sorry. I was misinformed.
As were the rest of us.
All right. Raff throws it deep down the field and complete. And the wind played havoc with that pass.
Just so you could really see the wind that time as that ball probably moved 5 yards to the right. If that wind wouldn't have been there, I think that throw would have been right on.
All right, now it's fourth down, fourth and eight from the 28-yard line. Huskies going for it, and I understand why. 28 to nothing in the Rockets. This is a big play right here. They send three receivers to the left, one to the right. Shotgun formation for Raff. He takes it, looks, fires it to the right side. He's got his man, and he's incomplete. Shot him a little too high, and the Rockets will take over on downs.
Yeah, it looked like Leshek again was wide open, had the inside position on Jensen. Raff just threw it over his head, and nobody could get to it. Big stop there for the Rockets.
All right, they went from their own 11 to the 28-yard line of Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, and then turned it over on downs. So the Rockets will have it at the 28-yard line. Give up the guts, and it's up to the 31-yard line. Van Dorn, the ball carrier there, as he was carrying the mail, four tough yards for him.
Yeah, it looked like quite a few black jerseys had all to Van Dorn. Took three or four guys to bring him down, but they were able to hold him to only about a three-yard gain.
3:14 on the clock here at Highland and running. 28 to nothing is the score. Rockets with the ball at the 31-yard line of their own. Jensen takes a snap, turns quickly, and Glosser is the ball carrier and got hit hard right in the hole there by the linebacker core. Good job by the Huskies as he was able to no gain on that play.
Yeah, one of the few times we've seen Glosser run the ball this year, tried to go right up the middle. The Huskies smelled it out. A couple guys right there were able to get a hold of Jensen or Glosser, and he was unable to escape.
Third down and about seven as the clock ticks to 2:28. Shotgun formation, Maroff takes it. Hands off to Van Dorn, and he got past the 35 up to about the 36-yard line. He's going to be close to that first down, but he's going to be short. It'll be interesting to see what Coach Bayer does here on fourth down and about one.
Yeah, it looked like Treg was kind of three-quarter speed through there that time, kind of waiting for the blocks to set up. I think if he would have turned on the jets and made a cut outside, he would have been able to get that corner and pick up the first down.
All right. Last time the Rockets had a punt, they had to block. They're not going to punt it as Jensen comes under center. Takes a snap, turns to Van Dorn. He is hit hard and comes through on the right side. I can't even believe it. He got the first down indeed. That's a Valdez and chiropractic and wellness first down.
Yeah, good man-on-man blocking as Highland was had man-on-man up on the defensive line. Treg was able to find a crease there, but did get hit hard by one of the linebackers, was able to get the first down.
All right, from the 40-yard line of Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont comes the Rockets. They send Cody Brown to the left side. Jensen in the slot. Maroff takes it, runs to his left, cuts up the field, makes a man miss. Up to the 50-yard line, a penalty marker got thrown, and they're going to get the Rockets for a hold of some sort, as Morrow's going to have that run negated with a penalty. Here comes the man in the white hat. Holding indeed at the point of attack.
Yeah, I couldn't see whether it might have been Jace Riley in the backfield back there as he was coming in to take out the defensive end as Van Dorn was cutting inside. Must have held on to that jersey just a little too long.
9 penalties in the first half for the Rockets. Quite a bit of yardage as well. The ball moves back to the 30-yard line now. 1st and 20 for the Rockets. As they sent 2 guys to the left, 2 guys to the right. There was movement, and they'll stop the play. Who was that? Van Dorn was over here in the slot. He moved just a little bit. That's number 10.
Are we
not something
getting close in penalty yardage to offensive yardage?
Well, there's 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45. Close to 75 yards of penalties already for the Rockets. All right. Jensen in the shotgun position sends 2 guys to the left, 2 guys to the right. 42 seconds on the clock. There's a snap. He rolls to his right, looks to fire it. He does. He hits Maroff over there on the far side, and he's out of bounds. They'll stop the clock at about the 33-yard line. Well, short of the first down, but 34 seconds on the clock.
Yeah,
Jensen lined up, and he threw that like a baseball.
Good throw by Jensen that time. That's the one thing you don't like to see with Jensen's throwing motion is he winds it up. It takes a long time to get rid of it. At that time, he did throw a strike out there to that outside.
All right. Same setup. 2 guys left, 2 guys right. Jensen takes it. Looks over the middle. It's caught. Oh, it's incomplete. It hit. Who was that?
Van Dorn.
Van Dorn. He would have had a first down, but it got popped out of there. Incomplete. That'll stop the clock at about 29 seconds. Oh, that would have been a big, nice completion.
Yeah, another good throw by Jensen. Wound up and threw it basically right at the line to gain. Went right through Craig's hands.
All right, third down. Rockets go with 2 guys to the right. Maroff takes it. And they hand it off on an end around. Cody Brown coming this way. He's got one man to beat, and he's able to tackle him. Nice job by the defender as he was out here on an island, and that's going to probably run out the clock. Let's see what happens. There's 13 seconds left. Fourth down coming up, and they don't even need to run a play. 6 seconds. Why would you run a play, guys? All right, they're going to do it anyway. Jensen takes it. Last play. And they're going to what?
Get another penalty.
Penalty
surprise,
flag.
Surprise.
Oh, penalty flag, and that's going to give the Rockets 11 penalties in the first half, as that will probably bring it to a close, as they're going to give 2 seconds. 2 seconds left. Well, last week with 0.1 second, Louis Winkleman was able to kick a 42-yard field goal. Now, there's no way that he would line up to kick one tonight, even with the wind at his back.
If he could get a 10-yard run at it, that'd still be about a 91-yard, 89-yard field goal.
That would be amazing. All right. I'm kind of surprised the Rockets actually ran a play on that. I thought they just let it go 28-0, and they called the final timeout.
They get 3 timeouts a half. Might as well use it.
Might as well use it, indeed. They got 2 seconds left. On the clock, Blush Boutique, Angie Lobrick, downtown Eddyville, where you can find your official Rocket gear. She's got jewelry, clothing, shoes, home decor. Personalize your shirt to support the Rockets with the number one fan, or put your kid's jersey number on it. They're open from Tuesday to Saturday. If the Rockets score 4 touchdowns and any varsity win, you'll get 25% off any one item the following Tuesday only. Blush Boutique can be found on Facebook as well. All right. It's your turn to call it here, Coach. What are we going to run with 2 seconds on the clock?
Well, I would like to think we're going to be in the victory formation and take a knee, but I have a feeling that that's not what's going to happen.
All right. As the freshmen need that word of the day, let's go with roughages and concentrates. As this snap on the final play, Jensen winds up and gives it a toss. It's going to be intercepted by the Huskies, and he's at the 30-yard line, the 35, the 40, the 45, the 50, the 45-yard line. He's still on his feet, and he's up to the 35-yard line, and that'll do it as the Rockets are finally able to tackle him as the half will come to a close. Rockets lead 28-0 as Jensen threw that INT there at the end. He threw that ball a good 10 yards past his intended receiver, and it was picked off by a number 17, that's an Elishik, and he had a nice return on that puppy.
You say that was almost the reason why he just wanted to take the victory formation and take a knee there. If he would have looked to his left, he had a lot of open field down that far sideline. Could have had that pick six there to end the half and give some good momentum to the Huskies.
All right, and thus a lot of green is what they say. Okay, we're at halftime here. We're going to shut ourselves off. That's 28-0 here as they started the scoring in the first quarter at the 9:05 mark. Van Dorn with a 3-yard run. Then in the, also in the first quarter, a 44-yard fumble recovery on a lateral by Glosser. The PAT was good to make it 14-0. Then in the second quarter at the 8:11 mark, a 15-yard Maroff run to make it 22-0. And then it was a 80-yard interception by Van Dorn to make it 28-0 with the PAT no good. That came at the 5:48 mark. As we've got the kickoff by the Country Store, it's going to go out of the end zone by Louis Winkleman. The Country Store kick by Louis Winkleman goes all the way into the end zone for a touchback, and the Huskies will have it first and 10 from the 20-yard line to start the third quarter. The injury report on the quarterback Wood, they were talking about a collarbone. He will not return for the rest of the night. And Rath is going to be the quarterback here as he goes in I formation. Under center he goes, got a man in motion. There's the snap. The give to Garcia on the left side. Rockets string it out. There's a penalty marker thrown across the way. Let's see what happens here. Rockets had 11 penalties in the first half, and that's quite a few. That's going to be procedure against Highland. They only had 2 penalties in the first half, and they got hit with a penalty on their first play from scrimmage here in the third quarter.
I think those officials are going to need to ice their shoulders tonight. As many flags as they've been throwing tonight in this game.
Ah, the dirty laundry indeed is flying high for the referees that march the ball back to the 15-yard line. The Huskies will have a first and 15 as they are going against a stiff breeze, yet the wind is still brisk out of the northwest here at Highland High School. They send 3 guys to the left, 1 guy to the right, actually 4 guys over on the left side. There's a snap, a low snap. He picks it up, and down he goes. Worsta, coming off of the left edge, is able to tackle him for a quarterback sack.
Yeah, it looked like Rath was able just to pull that down right before Worsta got to him. Looked like he was going to try to unload it, but pulled it down, was able to keep a hold of it.
Might have heard footsteps from the senior. Worsta coming off this left edge here as the Huskies now with a second and a country mile of 22. There's a snap handed off to Garcia, and he's hit in the backfield by the Rockets, and he's sacked, tackled for loss back there. Not sure who that was. Looked like Jace Riley maybe on that play.
Yeah, the Rocket defense has come out strong this second half, done a nice job of making the Huskies go backwards. It's going to bring up fourth down and, oh, third down.
Third down. Yes, third down and about 27. Rath from the shotgun takes the snap, looks to his left, looks, fires it deep downfield, got a man open, he makes a catch, and he falls down. If he had kept his feet, he would have had a heck of a gain. That's Garcia. He's up to the 25-yard line. It's going to be fourth down now and 5. What a nice pass and catch by the Huskies.
Yeah, good job to get themselves deep out of the hole that time as Garcia ran a nice route inside of Maroff on that far side. And a good throw by Rath hit him right in stride.
Rockets definitely were sending the pressure here. Here's a punt. There's a step and a kick. It's a low lie grinder. Cody Brown drops the ball. It's picked up by Maroff. It's on the ground again. And it's still down there. Let's see what happens here. And there's a penalty flag thrown at the end. Cody Brown was kind of pushing that kid down a little bit after the play was over, and it could easily be a 15-yarder against the Rockets. Let's see what happens here. Rockets maintain possession. Excuse me. As the man in the white hat's figuring this out, let's see what happens here. Like I said, in the first half, Rockets with 11 penalties. In the first half alone, and they've got one here on their first possession. Let's see what happens as the man in white hat's talking to two of his buddies. They're trying to get it figured out. Here comes the call. All right. Personal foul against the Huskies. I didn't see that coming. I thought it was going to be against the Rockets for sure. They will march into Husky territory at the 37-yard line. All right, Rockets in Husky territory here to start this second half off. They come out in a split formation with Cody Brown over here on the left side, Jensen in the slot. There's the snap. Give it to Van Dorn on the right side. He got a nice gain on first down. Excuse me, not quite to the 30-yard line. I thought it was passed, but he will be short of the 30 to make it the 31.
Yeah, good job on that right side with Winkleman and Johnston opening up in a big hole over there. Van Dorn was able to get through, get some good yardage before he was hitting that linebacking line. Was able to pick up about 6 yards.
All right, Rockets take the snap. Give it over here on the left side. Van Dorn getting close to that first down marker. He's up to about the 27-yard line. It's going to be third and short for the Rockets here. And their opening drive of the second half, leading 28-0 here at Highland of Riverside. Rockets send Cody Brown to the left. Jensen in the slot. Maroff in the Wildcat position. There's the snap. He runs to his right. Cuts it upfield. Got the first down. He gets twirled down. Looked like Yegi was twirling him as a like a discus. But he gets that first down yardage as he passes the 25-yard line to about the 24.
Yeah, that's a big play on this first offensive possession for the Rockets in the second half, picking up that crucial first down inside the 25, getting close to the red zone.
I'm sorry, Coach Sam. That's a Veldheisen Chiropractic and Wellness first down as they send two guys to the left. Van Dorn runs the right side. He gets pretty decent yardage again on first down, gets up to about the 20. Now he's just outside the red zone at the 21-yard line. The Rockets are doing a lot more off balance, I guess is what you'd say. They're lining up strong on the left side, and then they're going to the right side there on this second down and about 7 from the 21-yard line. They send Cody Brown to the left. Jensen in the slot, Maroff in the Wildcat, takes the snap, rolls to his left, looking, fires it deep downfield, and it's incomplete. He was intended for Jensen there at the 10-yard line or so. And it'll stop the clock at 7:44, and it'll bring up a big third down and about should be fourth down, isn't it? Fourth down and 7?
Yeah, that's what they have on the
across the way. They got third down. Yeah, third and 7. Let's go here with that. There's the snap. Maroff takes a look. Throws a fade route into the end zone, and it's incomplete. Looks like he's trying to hit Wursta over there. He was stride for stride with the defender across the way. But good defense there by number 17. That's Alashik.
Yeah, it looked like a pretty decent throw, but it looked like Brett kind of stopped his Patrick was more worried about complaining about offensive pass interference instead of running hard and trying to get underneath that ball.
All right. Fourth down coming up from the 21-yard line here at the 7:39 mark in the third quarter, 28-0. Rockets line up. Well, actually, Louis Winkleman's coming out. They're going to spot that ball at the 29-yard line from the right hash. There's the snap. The step and the kick is blocked by the Huskies. And it's going to go out of bounds there. Looked like Louis took just a little bit too much time to wind up that kick, and it was blocked. Blocked kick. Keeps the score at 28-0. Rockets and the Huskies will take over at the 21-yard line. All right. Rath under center. Man in motion comes this way. He's under pressure and throws it out to the left side, and it's incomplete. Took a little bit too long for that play to develop for the Huskies, and he had to throw that ball away because he was under attack by the Rocket defense. Second down coming up. Second and 10 from the 21-yard line. This is Highland's second possession of the second half. They'll send two guys to the left, two guys to the right. Rath and shotgun formation. He'll take the snap, drops back. There's a screen pass over the middle, and it's incomplete. Nice job by number 72, Cam Hardy, to snuff that out. He was at the right place at the right time there to deflect that screen pass. The sophomore out of Eddyville is getting some quality minutes here with the number one team. All right, Huskies now, third and 10 coming up. They send three guys over on the left side, one guy to the right, Raff from the shotgun. Takes the snap, drops back, looking to throw. He's hit hard, and down he goes. Somebody came through there, Louis Winkleman, a man possessed. He keeps the sack machine going for the Rockets. All the way to the 10-yard line there, Coach Sands.
Yeah, Louis must have been a little upset that they blocked that field goal attempt and made him pay for it on that play.
All right, fourth down for the Huskies as they go three and out twice in a row to start that second half. There's the snap, the step and the kick. It's a line driver, comes to Cody Brown. He takes it at the 40-yard line, goes to his right side, and he's taken down before he can get to the 35, and the Rockets will have it about the 36-yard line to start this next possession. Very, very similar to where the drive started last night. Oh, that poor kid is staggering. Number 25 is staggering, and he went down. Kasparik tried to get to his feet. He was at his feet, and then he staggered down and fell, and he's being attended to by both the Husky trainers and the Rocket trainer as well has come out to attend to him. Loeffler Dirt Works for all types of dirt work needs. Loeffler Dirt Works is able to get the job done right with precise guided GPS systems on all of Chad Loeffler's equipment. Remember, farmers, fall is here, and you need to think about what you're going to do after harvest. Get your reservation in now for terrace construction, field tiling, or pond building. For all your dirt work needs, call Chad at 641-226-2231. And the Country Store in Fremont. Mike and Brandy Rocky, all full line of hardware items right near you at the Country Store. Electrical, plumbing, nuts and bolts. Country Store will take care of you. They also specialize in Milwaukee, DeWalt, and Irwin power tools. The Country Store carries big game feed products as well. Stop in, meet the new owners, Mike and Brandy Rocky, for all your hardware needs, just south of the elevator in Fremont. As Kasparik is coming off being helped by the training staff, they're going to put him on the bench here, and he is not doing well at all. He's weak in the knees. And the Rockets come up on this first down from the Highland 37-yard line. They give it to Van Dorn, and he tried to make a cut, but a nice tackle in there by the linebacking core of the Huskies to stop him at the point of attack.
Yeah, I hate to see another injury like that. Looks like they've got his helmet off as he was wobbly getting up and falling back down. You wonder if it was maybe some sort of head injury, maybe even a possible concussion. Like, again, you hate to speculate, but that's kind of the way it looked. He wasn't quite too sure-footed when he got up there. They did confirm earlier, I'm not sure if you announced it, but Wood, the starting quarterback, did break his collarbone. So it's probably the end of the season for him. But you really hate to see that, especially with Highland having a chance to get into the playoffs possibly this year.
All right. With the Van Dorn run, he got a first down. That'll be a Feldhausen Chiropractic and Wellness first down for the Rockets as they've moved the ball to the 26-yard line here. Now, as the clock winds, it's 6 minutes even in the third quarter, power eye formation. The give to Van Dorn, he slips a little bit as he received that ball and wasn't able to hit that hole as quite as fast as he would have liked to as he slipped. But he did get past 25 to the 24-yard line, where it'll be second down and about seven for the Rockets.
Well, as nice a job as the turf crew's done with this field, I don't think Craig's going to be able to blame that one on the surface out there.
Now, once again, if you haven't joined us, this beautiful facility, the immaculate lawn that they've got here, as Van Dorn takes it on the right side, gets into the second wave of defenders and up to about the 17-yard line. It will be third and manageable, like third and one now for the Rockets as the offensive line has been able to fire off the ball here for the most part of this ball game tonight. Keeping that clock going at 4:58 here in the third. Rockets lead 28-0. Power eye formation. They give to Van Dorn, follows his blockers, and he is going to be close to the first down. They're going to have to unpile and see what's happening. The umpire on this side is stoppage of play. The man in the white hat comes in to take a peek, and it is indeed a Feldhausen Chiropractic and Wellness first down. That's the third one unofficially in the second half. The Rockets had six in the first half, and starting to take control of that line of scrimmage here. First down, they're in the red zone at the 16. Power eye formation for the Rockets. Jensen takes the snap, turn, gives to Van Dorn on the left side, makes a nice cut right at the point of attack, gets up to the 10-yard line. Trey Van Dorn with a nice run there on first down.
Yeah, you said, Pat, the offense has done a nice job of ball control this quarter. Getting up and down the field and getting a nice push up front and just winding that clock down. We're now under 4 minutes to go here in the quarter.
All right. Power eye formation as Gasparic has been running up and down the sideline for the Highland Huskies. That's good to see. Looks like Cody Brown takes it, runs it up the middle. They got a rugby scrum going on here as they finally blow the whistle. They never did get him tackled, but they did stop him before he got to the 5 at about the 6-yard line. It's going to be third and short for the Rockets as Maroff comes in with the play. Cody Brown goes out. As the Rockets got 1 yard to go here for a first down from the 6-yard line. Power eye formation. They give off the right side. Van Dorn's got a walk into the end zone. Touchdown, Rockets. Trey Van Dorn takes it in from the 3-yard line. 6-yard run by Van Dorn. Thank you very much. That's another Blush Boutique touchdown at the 3:13 mark here in the third quarter. Nice job. Once again, I think that was an off-balance play as they were lined up power eye left, but he took it to the right side, and nobody was home on that right edge. Rockets sealed with the block and were able to take it in for the score. Two-point conversion coming up. Van Dorn takes it right up the gut, and he is going to be stopped short of that two-point conversion. Rockets lead 34-0 on the PAT failed attempt. Rockets with 5 touchdowns. That's another Blush Boutique touchdown for Angie Lobrick. Feldhausen Chiropractic, your chiropractic needs can be met in downtown Eddyville at Feldhausen Chiropractic and Wellness. Let Dr. Dustin Feldhausen provide you with the comfort you're looking for through his skilled care and wellness program. Feldhausen Chiropractic works with all types of insurance plans to make it easier for you. Stop in today. Get to know the team at Feldhausen Chiropractic and Wellness. And First Iowa State Bank, your hometown bank in Eddyville and Alvia. They are proud to support the Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont Rocket Athletics. All right, we're going to have another country store kick by Louis Winkleman after that touchdown to make it 34-0. And the Rockets have been able to get into the 30s the last three games now in the scoring column. A far cry from when we got shut out at Pekin there early in the ball in the year.
Well, I hate to say it was much nicer weather in these last three games than that first game. We had the torrential downpour the whole first half at Pekin, but you still would have thought we'd get the weather cleared up in the second half. But
you always bring up the negative things. It was raining so hard, it was raining inside the press box that night. The door was up and water was coming in. I'm glad our electrical equipment is still intact after that. Louis Winkleman teeing it up for the Rockets here. I'm surprised Wynn hasn't knocked over the ball yet tonight on any of the kickoffs. It's blown so hard, but this time it holds true. The country store kick, as Louis approaches, kicks it end over end high. Garcia is going to come down to the goal line. He fumbles it into the goal line, and it's going to be a touchback for the Huskies.
Kickoff is a touchback for the Huskies. They'll take over first and 10 for the 20.
Yeah, just when I thought that wind had changed, come straight out of the west, now it's starting to swirl again and more back out of the northwest.
Highland has started their drives at the 20, the 21, and now again the 20-yard line. They've had a rough time here in the second half. Rath, the quarterback, he sends two guys to the left, two guys to the right. He's in the shotgun formation. He'll take the snap. Looking. Screen pass over the middle, and he's caught, and he's tackled right at the point of attack. Good job by the Rockets there. That was Glosser that made that tackle. He stayed at home and made the play.
Yeah, a nice job during that time to saw everybody letting the rushers go through and came up from his linebacker position and snowed out that screen and stayed there to pull him down.
All right. Receiver to the left, receiver to the right, Rath, and there's a penalty flag called over here by the near lineman. It's against the Huskies for 5 yards, and that'll make it second and 15 here, as I know their plight of receiving penalties. That's for darn sure. All right, they send a receiver to the left, man to the right, shotgun formation for Rath. Garcia by him by the right. He'll take the snap. Looks to throw. Looking. Fires it over the middle. It's caught. Nice catch there by number 24 at Sandberg. And he is up past the 25 to about the 27-yard line.
Yeah, another good throw by Rath. Had good time to throw. Got his shoulder set, feet set. Trying to make a nice strike to Sandberg coming across in behind the linebackers again. Going to be about 2 yards short of the first down and bring up third and about two.
When he's got time, he can find his man, and he's got pretty good accuracy there. Three men over here on the right, one to the left. There's the snap. He drops back to throw over the middle, and it's incomplete. It looked like they tried to hit Sandberg again, but he just skipped it in there. Would have been a nice game for a first down, but that'll bring up fourth down.
Yeah, pretty good throw, just a little bit short. Sandberg made a good effort going down to try to get it, and had his back to us, so he kind of blocked it, but official on the far side said it must have skipped in.
All right, they're going to go for it on fourth down here. Fourth and short. Rath takes the snap. He bobbles it. He's in trouble. He's going to get sacked, and the Rockets will take over at the 26 or 7-yard line. That play blew up from the start with bad snap, Coach Sands, and that it didn't get better from that after that.
Yeah, the roll of the dice there on fourth down, deep in their own territory. That bad snap, he had a little hard time handling it. Looked like Bryce Worst on that far side had a chance to get to him early, but he was able to escape him. But one of the other Rockets was there to bring him down before he had anywhere to go, even get back to the original line of scrimmage.
This is the third possession for the Rockets. twice they've had the ball in Highland territory. Last time they got a touchdown out of it. Van Dorn running hard. Gets up to the 25-yard line there on first down. Right up the gut we have been. Seems like we've been going through the tackles there, Coach Sands, on our plays. We haven't been afraid to go right up the gut. There's huge player there, and he likes a Yankee. He's a big nose guard. Rockets under center is Jensen. Gives to Van Dorn, and he spins away from his tackler. Gets to the pass the 20 to the 15, make it the 14-yard line. Extra effort out of Trey Van Dorn.
Yeah, lots of yards after the initial contact that time. A strong, solid hit after about 2 or 3 yards, but Trey was able to spin out of that and pick up another 6 or 7, keeping those legs driving and this momentum going forward.
That's another Veldheisen Chiropractic and Wellness first down as the Rockets are inside the red zone at the 14 here with 45 seconds left in the quarter. Give to Van Dorn. He tries the right side. He's still on his feet, moving inside the 5. They'll make it the 6 as the 35 seconds on the clock. Excellent job on first down.
Yeah, I was running into some Rocket fans down at halftime, and they were thinking I was crazy for not having a coat on. And I told them it's about 80 degrees in the press box up here, but
they didn't believe
it. Misty Van Dorn, she said she listens in every Sunday night, and she got a future Rocket and her nephew with her here tonight also.
Good deal. As not sure who the runner was on that one, that he got a hit and stacked up at the point of attack. It's going to be third down and about 3 yet as the quarter will come to an end. That was a very, very, very quick quarter in my estimation. The Rockets were able to get it 1 touchdown across a 6-yard Van Dorn run to make it 34-0. Rose Sports Bar and Restaurant, whether it's before, during, or after the game, head on out to the newly renovated Rose Sports Bar and Restaurant just north of the fire station in Ottumwa. Check out all your favorite games on one of their many TVs or their 90-inch big screen. Head on out to Rose Sports Bar and Restaurant in Ottumwa, 641-684-4178, and don't forget to like them on Facebook for all their nightly events and specials. And D&D Outdoors, buy, sell, trade firearms and ammunition. With any purchase of a gun, you can purchase a brick of hard-to-find 22 caliber ammunition. Deer season is close by, and you can get your hunting license right there at D&D Outdoors. Thinking about getting your taxidermy done? Call D&D for a reservation to get that taxidermy appointment set up. For all types of wildlife, see D&D Outdoors in downtown Eddyville. As we head into the final quarter, Coach Sands, Rockets are in the driver's seat with a 34-0 lead, but now you got to seal the deal here and put this game out of reach.
Yeah, it'd be nice to get the ball in the end zone right here, get a few more points on the board, get past that 35-point deficit, get that continuous clock running, and just play mistake-free football. Limit the turnovers, limit the penalties, just keep that clock running.
Under center is Jensen. He tries a bootleg on the left side. He cuts it back up the field, and he gets inside the 5 to about the 4-yard line. Nice
kind of
deception on that.
Kind of an interesting play call on 3rd and 3. It's not Jensen's best game. It's not the running game, and he had that naked bootleg coming around that backside. He didn't make a good cut up inside and got a little bit more yards than he thought, but he's going to bring up 4th in about 2 feet.
All right. Let's see what happens. Rockets come out in the power eye formation. Jensen under center. There's the snap. Gives to Van Dorn right side. He gets hit. Keeps his feet moving. He gets down to about the 2-yard line. Good job by Tregg as he keeps his wheels rolling and gets to the 2. That's a Veldheisen Chiropractic and first down as the Rockets get to the 2-yard line. It'll be 1st and goal from the 2.
I'd like to see us give it to one of our horses on that ground that have been carrying us so far, the Trey Van Dorn or Blake Maroff. Give them an opportunity to get the ball in the end zone.
All right. All right, formation right. Hand to Van Dorn. He tries to ride up the gut, and it's in. Touchdown, Van Dorn at the 10:57 mark. 2-yard Van Dorn run should put the icing on the cake. That is his fourth touchdown of the evening. He's had three rushing and one via that interception for 80 yards. And the Rockets will go for two here, 40-0, two-point conversion coming on. The Van Dorn takes it in, and the two-point conversion is good, 42-0, as we get another Blush Boutique touchdown by Van Dorn and Angie Lobrick in downtown Eddyville. She's going to have that special going on if the Rockets can have a victory tonight on Tuesday. Coming up, that'll be the 21st, 25% off any one item in the store, Blush Boutique. Downtown Eddyville. Have you ever been down there yet, Coach?
I have not.
I'll tell you what, there's a lot of fancy stuff. I call it fancy. There's a lot of neat stuff down there. You'll have to check it out sometime. Angie Lobrick recently moved. Her shop was on the corner, and then she moved two doors down, and it's got a real nice place there. Like I said, home decor. She's got shoes. She's got Rocket gear, got jewelry, and you want to get in good with the significant other. Well, you need to get down there and check out her jewelry that she's got.
All right. I'm just hoping to get my pink out shirt for next Friday's football game from there.
All right.
We'll start with that.
All right. The pink out is coming up next week. That'll be against the Columbus Wildcats there at Ike Ryan Field.
I better be careful. I think she's listening in on the radio.
Oh, really?
Or the internet tonight.
Oh, I'm giving away secrets. All right. So Louie Winkleman will tee it up with the golden toe as Rockets take a 42-0 lead here with just under 11 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Louie Winkleman, the wind is still brisk, almost coming more out of the west now than it was the northwest at the start of the ball game. We'll see what happens here. And we're talking to some of the coaches at halftime how the Huskies deferred, and the Rockets said, yeah, we'll go ahead and kick off. So they kicked off at the beginning of the game. They kicked off at halftime. Louis Winkleman with a high end-over-end kick, and it's fumbled there at the 5-yard line, picked up by the Huskies, and down he goes at the 15-yard line, and they're going to throw a flag for a late hit. He was down, and then a Rocket came crashing in, and that'll be another penalty. That's the first penalty, if you can believe that, of the second half for the Rockets. But
yeah, I couldn't tell if it was Moss or Glosser, but one of them is. They're still talking to the officials. They better be careful or they might get another flag thrown.
It shouldn't have happened.
It was Blake Marlowe.
Okay.
I can't tell, 22 or 23.
Okay. Well, it shouldn't have happened because the kid was down and he came in and gave him the hammer. And they'll move the ball all the way out to the 31-yard line for the Huskies as they will take over. Huskies' starting position has been the 20, the 21, the 20, and now the 31, thanks to that 15-yard penalty by the Rockets, and the Husky players still being attended to there at the 15-yard line. First Iowa State Bank, your hometown bank in Eddyville and Albia, they're proud to support the Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont Rocket Athletics. Windstream, KIIC recently switched to Windstream for Business. A new bundle package that includes free guest internet, lower prices than those commonly advertised for Windstream. Do what KIIC did. Call Danielle, the Windstream for Business account rep directly for the best value, lowest price, and free guest wireless for a year. Get the same deal that KIIC got. Call Danielle at 641-888-0134. That's 641-888-0134. Get specialized small business pricing and treatment. Call Danielle today, 641-888-0134. Huskies come out after that kickoff. The man in the white hat is talking to one of the Husky receivers here on the near side, trying to get his equipment taken care of. It was a little loose over there. They're cinching him up on his back strap there. They're going to actually bring him out and put somebody else in the ball game as they send triplets over here on the left side. The Huskies do a man over on the right side for Rath, as he will be in the shotgun position. There's the snap. And then they hand it off, and a nice run there by Sandberg as he's able to get to the 35-yard line. And a little nice change of pace there on first down for the Huskies.
Yeah, we're still had pretty good penetration out here from this defensive inside, but took this a little bit too deep a route. And he was able to cut up inside and make a good gain on first down.
All right. on this particular play, they got a man to the left, I formation behind Rath. Under center he is. Man in motion moves across the right side. Pitch to Garcia over here on the left side. He gets past one man and gets out of bounds at about the 44-yard line. Hunter Johnson was able to track him down.
Yeah, he was showing some good speed again. If he gets by Hunter Johnson, he'd had to been a race down the sideline. A nice run that time by Garcia.
Unofficially, I've got the Huskies. That's their first down of the second half, so the Rocket defense has been able to make some big plays here in the fourth quarter. Huskies in an I formation. Toss, sweep to Garcia, right side, and he is able to get past the first initial tacklers of Louis Winkleman and get back to the line of scrimmage. In fact, gain 1 yard on that play. But man alive, that kid, he is electric when he gets the ball.
Yeah, Winkleman and looked like Jaron Glosser both had that sniffed out pretty well. It looked like they were going to have him for a couple-yard loss. But he was able to wriggle away from them and pick up a couple yards.
My favorite nicknames just came in. CeeLo has just come in. Colby Lopez on this play. Garcia takes it on the left side, and the Huskies have gone to the ground attack here in the fourth quarter as they're able to move up to about the midfield stripe. It's going to be third and four for the Huskies here on this possession.
Yeah, it's a little bit unexpected as they switch into the fourth quarter. That wind is more helping than hurting them right now, but they have done a good job of giving that ball to Garcia. Nice job of blocking. He's doing a great job running the ball right now on this drive.
All right, I formation. Man in motion for the Huskies. They toss to the left side. Garcia with it. Gets past the 50, and he's spun out of bounds at about the 44. Well, they're going to mark it at the 47-yard line of the Rockets. It's going to be fourth down and about one for the Huskies.
47-yard line of Rockets,
fourth down and one. Yeah, I couldn't see exactly where he was, but I thought he was almost to the 45-yard line before he stepped out of bounds, but they have a little bit better angle than I do from up here.
You know, referee was trailing that play a little farther than you would expect him to be, but they're going to go for it on fourth down. They send a receiver to the right. Triplets over here on the left side. Underneath center is going to be the Huskies, and there's movement on the Husky side, and that's going to cost them five.
Yeah, that's a big penalty right there. Instead of fourth and half a foot, can bring up fourth and a little over five. Makes it a lot more difficult to pick up the first down.
I think they're trying to go on the hard count, and not everybody was on the same page here. All right, fourth down and six for the Huskies from the Rocket 48-yard line. Two receivers on the right side, I formation, man in motion now. Fumbles the ball. The ball is loose. It's on the ground. And who's going to come up with it? No indication yet. It is a fumble, and the Rockets recover. That's a D&D outdoor turnover for the Rockets at the 43-yard line.
Looks like Van Dorn was in there on the bottom of the pile, able to pull that one out. He wrestled away from number three. That was Garcia that he was wrestling the ball with, but Van Dorn was able to come out with it.
All right, Rockets at the 44 of Highland. Their last three possessions have started in Highland territory here at Highland High School in Riverside. 6:30 on the clock here in the fourth quarter. Jensen under center, takes the snap, pitches it to Van Dorn, left side. He has stood up and barely made it back to the line of scrimmage as the Huskies were able to string it out and bust that play up.
Van Dorn for no gain, second down and 10 for the Rockets.
Yeah, not much happened in that time. Highland's defense did a nice job of getting some penetration in the backfield, slowing Trey down before we get that burst of speed through the line.
All right. Second and 10 for the Rockets. Power eye formation. There's the snap. They give it to Van Dorn right side, and once again, the defense was able to step up nicely. Number 55 was able to make the stop on that Kofler, and it's going to be third down and about eight now for the Rockets. Kind of the first time they've been down a distance they've been behind on.
I'm a little surprised with only 5.5 minutes left to go here in the game with a continuous clock of 42-0 that we're not seeing some of that second-string offense out there right now.
Well, you'd hate to get hurt here. We got one game left. It's a district game against Columbus next week at Ike Ryan. Van Dorn takes it, and he got hit as he hit the line of scrimmage for no gain. In fact, they're going to lose a yard, and that'll make it fourth down. I don't suspect that Louis would bring out the golden tee here for another field goal attempt from the 42-yard line.
It'll be about a 59-yard field goal into a pretty good breeze.
Well, doggone it. If the wind was going the other way, we might have a chance. All right. Power eye formation coming up for the Rockets as they put Maroff in the eye formation. Jensen turns, gives to Maroff. He's looking to throw the ball. He's got a man open. He makes the catch. It's going to be exactly close for that first down marker here. Van Dorn makes the catch. The man in the white hat's going to have to make a decision. It's going to be short, and the Huskies take over on downs.
Turnover on downs. The Huskies hold first and 10 Highland on the 35-yard line.
Rockets were only able to get 9 yards out of that possession, and the Huskies will take over first and 10.
Now it looks like they've brought the second-string defense in.
All right. We've got to have some new names to be calling here, Coach Sand. There's the snap. The ball is loose on the ground, and it's finally covered up. Colby Lopez.
There you go, CeeLo, and going to get credit for that.
You bet. Colby Lopez. Be listening in, Colby, on Sunday night as this game will be rebroadcast on KIIC 96.7.
I never did hear. Did you give the special word yet?
I did. I went with roughages and concentrates.
Roughages and concentrates.
We'll see how many kids were able to catch that on Monday. All right, I see Dylan Howard over here on an island. Berryman in the linebacker position. All right, there's the snap. Looking to throw. Throws it downfield. He's got a man open. Oh, incomplete. Dylan Howard got turned around on that one there.
Yeah, another pretty good throw by Raff that time. Like Lashick had quite a couple steps on Dylan Howard, but the wind pushed it a little bit towards this near sideline. They got turned around and couldn't quite come up with it.
All right. I see Boyles out there as well. There's the snap. Looking to throw again down the middle. He's got a man open. Dylan Howard, you got to tackle him. He's on the loose. He's at the 40, the 30, the 25, the 30, and he's going to take it in for a score. Kasperic is able to take it in. I think Kasperic was the kid who got hit earlier and had his bell rung, and he was able to come in to catch that and get a score out of that puppy.
Yeah, it looked like Dylan Howe did a pretty nice job of closing on that ball, and the receiver was catching it. Hit him pretty low, but just didn't quite get those arms wrapped up, and Kasperic ran out of his tackle, and there was nobody else back there to chase him down.
All right, here comes the point after as Garcia is lined up to kick. There's the snap, the hole, the step and the kick. It looks good, and it is good. Nice job by the Huskies as they're able to make it 42-7 here with 2:47 left in the ball game. Fremont Funeral Chapel, when a loved one passes, you can count on the Fremont Funeral Chapel to provide you with honest, dependable, and professional assistance through a difficult time. Fremont Funeral Chapel will be able to take your stressful situation, bring a calming effect. Call the Fremont Funeral Chapel the next time you're in need, 641-933-4315. As the Huskies get on the board with 2:47 left on the clock, and the Rockets will be receiving this kick. It'll be interesting to see if they go ahead and try an onside kick on this one. All right. All right. Rockets think kick is going to come up here. They have got their hands team here. Rath is the kicker. And let's see what happens. He approaches with the country store kick. It's high in the air. It's going to drop. It's going to be picked up by the up man, and that is Van Dorn. And he's going to come down. Well, he's still on the loose. I can't believe they called him. Well, he did slip down at the 28-yard line.
Yeah, it looked like his knee touched the ground there instantaneously there. right before he tried to get back up and escape.
All right. It didn't make me sit well when that ball bounced a couple times, and it was a free ball. Van Dorn was able to field it and bring it up the way. Kopke is in the backfield for the Rockets. There's a snap. They give it to Kopke. There's a penalty marker on the play as number three for the Rockets is doing the quarterback control now. You're going to have to help me on that one. Is that Cobbler? Cobbler's 14. I don't know who three is.
I don't see a three on this list here.
All right, you didn't bring the quick. You didn't bring the quick stats, huh?
Well, I can pull it up and check to see if it's correct on the quick stats page.
All right. Okay, Rockets with the power eye formation under center. There's a snap to give to Kopke. He tries the left side, puts his head down. He's going to be tackled for a loss there, back to about the 20-yard line. And that's going to be loss of a few more. It's going to bring up second down as the clock ticks at 1:12 left here in the ball game. Rockets lead 42-7. And you're struggling with the smarty pants phone. We got a stoppage of play. The man in the white hat is going to have Kasperic. Excuse me. That was 25. That was, Kasperic. He's going to come off. Must have blood. They're looking at his elbow. All right, Rockets with it. Second and long. Second and 18. There's the snap. A give to Kopke. He tries the right side, and he's going to be ridden down for a loss again, back to about the 16-yard line. So the second stringers haven't had too good of luck moving the ball here in the waning seconds, 36 seconds on the clock. We're not quite there on the who's number three yet. It's third down. You still got a play left. Am I putting any pressure on you?
Not at all. Not at all.
All right. Now Berryman's in the backfield along with Kopke. There's a snap to give to Kopke. He gets hit hard in the backfield. Down he goes. And that should do it as we're at 12 seconds left. 10 seconds. It's fourth down, but the Rockets are going to go ahead and pull the plug on that. Any luck?
No luck.
Not even on the quick stat is we're going to have that. As that will do it, 42-7 is going to be the ball game here for the Rockets. Coach Sands, I'm pleasantly surprised the Rockets will be into the playoffs. It's just a matter of where they will be in the positioning and the seating, if it'll be in the second spot, third, or fourth. But you'd like to think that we would be at least in the third position.
Yeah, a big game next week in district at home against Columbus Junction. If we could pull that one out, that'll put us at 4-2 in the district, which the only way that we could at 4-2 not be in the tie for the second would be if Pella Christian would happen to pull out a victory against Iowa City Regina next Friday. And Pella Christian is a good team, but I don't think they're quite that good.